March 11, 2013, Taney County Planning Commission meeting. This is a public hearing tonight, and if anybody would like to speak tonight, you need to sign up on your sheets here if you don't know that yet. And okay. And sir, would you mind just handing those up here when you're done?
Okay.
Yeah, you like it. Mr. Ashley, would you please establish a quorum, please?
Okay. Dave Stewart.
Friend.
Rick Caudill. It's not here. Steve Adams.
Here.
Ray Edwards. Rick Therese.
Here.
Randy Hayes.
Here.
Ronnie Melton.
Here.
And Mike Schofield.
Here.
We have established a quorum.
Now, would you please explain the meeting procedures?
Okay. Public hearings are required and governed by the provisions of the Taney County Development Guidance Code and are held for each Division 3 application, which is filed with the Taney County Planning Commission staff. At this time, I'd like to enter the Taney County Development Guidance Code into evidence as Exhibit A. The staff report for each case is Exhibit B, and the staff file, including all pertinent information for each case, is Exhibit C, for all cases to be heard at the public hearing this evening. A staff report for each case will be read, followed by a video presentation of each site, followed by any questions for staff. If you do, as the chairman had indicated, if you do wish to comment at the public hearing, a sign-up sheet has been provided at the front of the room. Registration for comment will cease before the public hearing begins. When it's your opportunity to speak, your name will be called. Please proceed to the podium at the front of the room in order to address the Planning Commission. All comments and questions are to be addressed directly to the Planning Commission and not to anyone in attendance in the audience. The Planning Commission may allow further comment. The public hearing should be closed upon the conclusion of public comment. The regular meeting will be held 1 week from tonight's meeting, and at that time, the projects will be reviewed and voted upon by the Planning Commission. The regular meeting is a public meeting. However, no additional public comments will be taken at that time unless expressly requested by the Planning Commission. You may leave after your case has been heard. Thank you so much.
Okay. First on the agenda tonight is the, how do you pronounce that, packet?
Padgett.
Okay, this is case number 2013-1. The applicants are John and Mary Padgett. The representative is Brian Letterman, and the we've got the project listed as the Padgett Landscape Product Supply. This is located at 772 Bee Creek Road in Branson. We've got the location of the property highlighted here. It's in the Branson Township, Section 21, Township 23, Range 21. And again, the applicants are requesting approval of a Division 3 permit in order to allow Mr. Letterman the ability to establish a landscape product supply business on the property located at 772 Bee Creek Road, Branson, Missouri. For some reason, it didn't highlight the property in question, but basically, these are the approximate property boundaries. This is an approximately 1.69 acre site, and it's described as Lot 6, Block 1 of the Greenbrier subdivision. It contains an existing 1,420 square foot single family residence, which was constructed in 1955, and also two existing accessory buildings. You've basically got an existing barn and an existing garage. The assessor's information indicates that the existing barn's approximately 468 square feet, with the garage being approximately 336 square feet in size. The applicants have been utilizing the residence, from my understanding, as a rental home. The current application was approved for concept on January 22nd because, as you know, in February we had the code amendment hearings. The general description, again, the applicants are seeking approval of a Division III permit in order to allow the representative to utilize the property located at 772 Bee Creek Road as basically a load-and-go landscape product supply. The representative has indicated that this proposed application will not involve an on-site office. It's my understanding that potential customers will contact Mr. Letterman and will then arrange for the on-site pickup of landscape products. The representative has further indicated that the two existing accessory structures will be utilized for the storage of landscape materials. The representative is proposing to sell landscape materials including hardwood mulch, river rock, and various other hardscape materials. And hardscape materials can really be any items such as brick, tile, wood, except items that would basically be used in landscaping. If approved, the proposed hours of operation would be Monday through Sunday, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. The representative has indicated that there will be no change to the entrance onto the property, existing water lines, structures, or the existing grade of the land. The adjoining property immediately to the north, south, and east is currently residential. The property immediately to the west consists of Bee Creek Road and also residential as well. The existing residence is currently served by Public Water Supply District Number 3. Now, initially on the staff report that was put out, we had indicated that the home was served by Branson Municipal Sewer, but upon contacting the city of Branson, it was disclosed that the residence is actually currently served by a septic system. And we've just got a few views of the property, north, south, east, and west. And in review, the applicants are proposing to utilize the existing access off of Bee Creek Road. The representative has indicated during the concept hearing that any parking will be provided via the existing driveway, which includes a circle drive area. He's further indicated that potential customers would contact him directly in order to meet on site with trucks/trailers, allowing for the immediate loading of landscape materials and the departure of vehicles. However, per the parking provisions of the Development Guidance Code, an outdoor sales use requires one space for every 1,000 square feet, up to 10 spaces, with basically one additional space for each additional 500 square feet. And the staff's recommending basically the establishment of a parking area based on those requirements. Per the provisions of Appendix H, Section 6.1, as was discussed at the concept hearing, the applicant would also be required to either provide a 25-foot-wide vegetative buffer, or the code book also allows now for a privacy fence, wall, landscaped earthen berm, or basically any other screening device found appropriate by the Planning Commission can be utilized in lieu of the 25-foot wide landscape buffer. The staff's basically recommending either a 25-foot wide buffer or that a privacy fence be utilized between the landscape product supply business and the adjacent residences. The applicant has indicated that the existing residence will continue to be utilized as a rental home, while the property in question and the two accessory buildings will be leased to the representative to be utilized for the landscape product supply. Per the provisions of Missouri Revised Statute, the staff also contacted the city of Branson regarding this proposed change of use, and basically the municipal staff expressed concern with the introduction of a commercial use into a residential area. The project received a total score of -5 on the policy checklist out of a maximum possible score of 39. The relative policies receiving a negative score consist of off-site nuisances, emergency water supply, solid waste disposal service, use compatibility, and traffic. In summary, if the Taney County Planning Commission approves this request, the following requirements shall apply unless revised by the Planning Commission. First, compliance with the provisions of the Taney County Development Guidance Code. Second, compliance letters from the Central Taney County Fire Protection District, Public Water Supply District Number 3, and the Taney County Road and Bridge Department. Third, a 25-foot vegetative buffer shall be maintained between the landscape product supply business and the adjoining residences to the north, south, and east. Fourth, the outside storage areas shall have security fencing in place. Fifth, a parking area shall be provided, ensuring at least one space for every 1,000 square feet of outdoor sales area, up to 10 spaces, with one additional space for each additional 500 square feet of outdoor sales area. Sixth, the hours of operation shall be Monday through Sunday, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. And this decision is subject to all existing easements. Number eight, if the on-site wastewater system shows any signs of failure, the applicant shall connect to Branson Municipal Sewer. The construction of any new commercial structures shall also require connection to Branson Municipal Sewer. And number nine, this decision of record shall be filed with the Taney County Recorder of Deeds Office within 120 days or the approval shall expire. We've put together just a couple of brief videos here. Just did a quick 360 at the driveway here. It's not a really big site, but we just went ahead and kind of drove up through the property here. Here's the existing house and the two existing accessory buildings. And this is some of the adjoining properties.
You're scaring the buzzard.
Yeah, there were a bunch of them out there that day. Yeah. There's too much else on here, really.
Was that the barn and the shed?
Yes. Yeah, sorry about that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Making sure.
Okay.
Draw back to that. Yeah, I'll have to study that some more.
Okay, and the representative is Brian, is that correct? Right there. Just be available if we have any questions. I'm really actually surprised that more of the homeowner didn't show up for this, because it is surrounded quite heavily by residential and totally residential. Gary, would you like to come up and say what you have to say?
I don't know how it works, but I'm representing my father, Charles Hurtwick, who owns the house immediately north on its 364 West Road. My brother, Rodney, owns a house across the street on American Way, and my sister is catty-cornered from this property, and all are opposed to a business opening up in their residential area. They don't want to see the activity, the noise, the trucks that go with nursery products and that kind of thing. So I don't know what else I'm supposed to say, except they won't be pleased if this is approved. Not that we can do anything about it.
Where do they live? This house right here is my father's. This house right here is my brother's. And this house right here is my sister's.
Hmm. Do you know that other people that own those houses that directly touching this property?
No, I don't know the people. I don't live there. My father is in a nursing home is the reason I'm here representing him.
Commission, have any questions for the gentleman?
Okay.
Brian, you want to come on up? We might have a few questions for you.
Sure.
If I read this correctly, you're not going to have any kind of office out there whatsoever?
No, sir.
And you're going to rely on what? You're going to have a signage up there saying, call me, or?
Yeah, right down there by the end of the driveway we had talked about, if approved, you know, a small sign. In all honesty and all intents and purposes, we do a lot of work in the Branson, Springfield, Arkansas area. A lot of the product we'd be putting there, we come up with the idea to sell it because we need a place to store materials that we already use on properties, you know, such as resorts that we take care of, hotels, this and that.
So you have a landscaping business already?
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yeah.
Okay, so you're not just going to sell the product, you're going to also install it.
Yes, sir. Yeah, that's our main thing, you know, and we just thought if we utilized the property and we were going to have it there anyway, if we could deliver some, and that was something else I wanted to point out, we would be probably delivering more than we would be people pulling in and loading.
Okay.
Most people who want that kind of material, I'm not trying to sound like I'm stereotyping somebody, but they don't want to come loaded. They want it dropped at their house, and they'll do whatever over the weekend they want to do. But to answer your question, it's more a utilization to us and more of a financial moneymaker to us to have it there than it is really selling it to the public. We just kind of...
So this is more a storage facility and a convenience of area. Really?
Yes, sir. To be honest, I mean, it's not like we're on 65. The traffic count isn't going to be that high. You understand what I'm saying, as to call it a retail establishment. Mm-hmm. But we felt like if we were going to come to you and ask, A, if we can store stuff, B, we might as well go ahead and ask you if we can sell it, too. I mean, and I don't know if I can comment on the gentleman's prior. I'm not bashing him. But the house he did point out there, the one with the green roof, isn't it currently for sale? I can't ask him, but it is for sale, and the one directly behind us is for sale. So just per se, I'm not saying that the neighbors don't have a right to complain, but that could be a totally different neighbor 2 months from now.
Now, this parking, Bob, this is kind of unclear to me about this parking area. Is he going to be required to pay something or make a designated parking area? That's a lot of spaces.
Yeah, I thought about that too.
Well, and it by the book, I mean, it's based on just really the outdoor sales area. So whatever area you would have.
Like if I had a pile of mulch that covered 100 square foot, does that mean I need that much? I don't guess I understand how.
And really, it's just calling for one space for every 1,000 square feet of outdoor sales area. So, and that's part of it, as I wasn't certain.
So if we used a quarter of an acre of what we was calling for sales area, I'd need, if that's 15,000 square feet or 12,000 square feet, we'd need 10, 12 parking places.
Exactly, okay. Exactly. And really, there's not a requirement that it be paved, but it would have
designated
to be hard surfaced in some way, graveled or...
base rock or something.
Yeah.
What are you running into there? He said there's not... The way I understand this, and correct me if I'm wrong, but there's not going to be somebody there, and you're not really conducting actual sales from the property.
We're not really trying that hard.
But on the other hand, if somebody wants some, and they'll come and load it, and I don't know what regulations exactly that falls under on controlling this.
Well, I'm from a different county than here, and different counties have different, you know what I'm saying, how things are zoned and what can be done and what can't be done. But like in Greene County, for instance, if you dump mulch out there and you're using it as a commercial thing, it instantly becomes commercial retail. It don't have to be retail, but it's zoned the same way. And that's why I said when we come to you guys to ask, we thought, well, if we're going to go up there and ask them if we can store a product there, it has to change the zoning legally. I mean, so I might as well just ask if I can sell it.
Isn't that correct?
Now, let's get to in on with the buffering here. There are several. What is your proposal for buffering?
Well, last time I said something about vegetative, but you kind of snarled at me, and I thought, well, well, you kind of looked at me, buddy. What?
Dave's the only one talking
about it. No, but, you know, what we felt like was fair, and I completely understand, you know, those homes to let up to the top of the screen, those are nice homes, you know, and we would, if you notice, there's two buildings on other people's property backing up there. And we would propose and understand putting a vegetated barrier all the way down that side. In other words, a high berm with trees, something to that effect. And I can understand a little bit down this side, this lady that recently passed away, that's a nice home, and I understand that. And I understand all these homes over here are nice and wanting a buffer area there. The only one that we had a, I want to say a qualm about, but not exactly an understanding, was coming down this bottom side because it is wide open land. I mean, I can understand maybe doing a little bit. There is some vegetation there. But in all honesty, we're really not screening nothing from the bottom.
And the code book does really refer primarily to buffering between a business use and existing residences, basically, more so than anything existing residential. And so I think, I mean, I would think the primary concern would be, you know, exactly.
That's what we felt like, and we understood that. Just, I thought that one area, you know. And then is, why also I say the vegetative boundary, you know, is, let's say, being I don't own the property decided to go to another family member or something, years on down the road, the vegetative barrier could be done away with. Fences become a maintenance nightmare. They fall down. Not only that, it seems like a kid sees a fence. First thing he wants to do is what's on the other side. I mean, it's been my case.
What about security on products stored outside? I'll tell you where I'm coming from.
Yes, sir.
You put up a chain link fence and then put the screening in the chain link fence. I've seen this done on many occasions. And I'm not suggesting anything. I'm just trying to establish the possibility of a feasibility where you could have screening and security with one stroke, and I didn't know whether you'd really consider
that. And
that
may be
that
something that may
not
have to lead to that. The one thing we feel...
I'm not suggesting anything. I'm just throwing it out there to think.
And I would be more scared if it wasn't for the fact that, A, there is a person living on the property to kind of keep watch, and B, you know, most of the houses around it are nice. I'm not saying nice house people don't get in trouble, but, you know, most of it is a fairly nice neighborhood. And then the only other thing that I would like to react to with y'all's, you know, deciding is there is, we're looking right here in this area that's 300 foot off the property, when if you go to that next drive right above that nice lady's head, that was a commercial piece of property. You know, that was a hair salon that y'all approved. And you go on up the road another 300 foot, and there's photo video, and then you go 100 foot past it, and it's the Branson School's public office. I mean, I'm not the first one throwing a commercial, you know, idea in an existing neighborhood if you really want to cover the area.
You're actually not going to have anything stored below the house.
By below the house, I'm sorry,
below
sir.
Below the driveway.
On this side of the driveway?
Out towards this.
Some stuff would be stored down.
No, down here between that and these houses.
No, not over there at all. No,
okay.
Sir. And what about up there by the garage or whatever that is?
Can I walk over
there? Oh, yeah. Sure, yeah. Sure. And I apologize. Usually I've got a laser pointer.
Nothing would be stored here. This really is where we would like to store equipment. You know, that area would be kept clean. Basically, it'd be like right here in this area and a little bit right in this area.
You're going to store most of the time, most of it. I mean, I have a little experience with this myself. And you get a semi-trailer truck loaded to that.
We won't be semi-trailer. Anymore.
You're not semi-trailer in storage.
We don't feel like that's a utilization we can do with that piece of property.
Okay.
The reason being is, I mean, A, the approach entrance, I mean, he'd either have to come in and cut a heck of a wide
swath.
Yeah,
I know, but that's why I was asking.
No, or stop and back all the way in. We have large, they're not large dump trucks, but 10.5 trucks, and what we would do is just truck it in ourselves. And then, like I said, I'm not looking for this to be Walmart, you know.
Yeah.
I wish, for my pocketbook's sake, but I'm not suspecting that.
In other words, what you're thinking primarily is more an area to keep your stuff and yes. they kind of operate out of rather than sales on the property.
Yes, sir.
Am I understanding you correctly?
Just to give you an idea, from Springfield to Northern Arkansas, we take care of over 300 properties. Now, all that's not out of that location, it would be, but it is more beneficial. Like if we have a job down here to have a place to store some mulch, some rock, rather than be trucking from Springfield to the job site, get it unloaded, get it back.
How are you going to store that?
The mulch and stuff.
Are you going to put bins in? Or?
Temporary. You've seen the concrete bunkers. Temporary concrete bunkers. I say temporary. They're pre-cast. I don't want a cast in place, really. The cast in place, if it breaks, it's broke. You knock on them, you don't even set them up. We all know.
You're talking concrete. You're talking them 6x2 concrete.
Yes, sir.
He don't know anything about concrete.
No. Well, I was making the joke. It all cracks. I don't care what you.
I had to gouge you a little.
Yeah. One thing they teach you about concrete: pour it level, and it will crack.
So how many bins are you gonna have?
Pardon me, sir.
How many bins are you gonna have?
Maximum of 3, probably. And that would be future.
And that'd be right up in there where you.
In that
away.
Slope of the driveway is where we felt like we could. Coming in and banking. That's our thinking so far. But and in all honesty, and I hate to say this, but we might get rid of the vegetative trees along the road, if you're facing the picture to the right along Bee Creek, because we do feel like that could give an impairment to drivers or leaving them. Not that if you guys approve us, I didn't want to remove the tree. You guys say, well, now dang it, you took down the buffer. I feel like if anything, that is a...
Looks like they're in the right of way anyway.
They may be you guys' problem. No, I'm kidding. I'm just saying that they...
Randy Krill.
I was just joking now.
What are you making, man?
Oh, yeah, man.
Any other questions?
I have another
question. Nope,
I'm good. Yeah, I'm good.
No, I don't have any.
I have one more. I read this, was reading on this today, and you were referring here about a security fence around his products. Didn't I see that in here?
Yeah, I did propose that, and part of it is a lot of times we'll have a condition that doesn't even allow outdoor storage, but that's at the discretion of the commission, too. I didn't know.
Yeah, might want to consider that.
Yeah.
But I did read that in here where you had that in here.
I have one question. If you can go back to your video, the first one, right when you first turn on your video where you're looking to the...
Okay. I
believe it'd be the south. Toward the bridge, anyway.
Okay. That first video?
Yeah. And you showed just a portion of them trees in the roadway. Right there. If you can just hold that right there.
Okay. Let's see. I hate to admit it. Let's see. I haven't tried to pause this thing before. I hit the wrong thing. Sorry.
The only thing I want to check is make sure that this driveway meets our minimum requirements. I know it's existing, but... it's already pre-existing for residential.
If
we approve this commercial, basically, I just want to make sure it meets 225 foot of site distance. Looking at the aerial, that looks deceiving with all them cedars, but it's not as bad as it appears when you look at it through this.
It looks like you're looking under them, don't it, Randy?
Yeah, you're looking under them. There does need to be some trimming and whatnot might help it, but it's actually the slope of the bank more so than the vegetation. But I still want to check this as far as site distance. The other direction I'm satisfied is fine. But for the speed limit of the road, just to double check we meet requirements there.
That would be a 25-mile-an-hour road there.
It's a 35-mile-per-hour road. I've got plenty that way, but I need to make sure I meet the requirement going the side distance the other way.
Person might have to slope that bank a little bit to get it.
They have to.
Would that be your problem or mine?
Well, I believe a little of both.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll work with you.
Right away when we widen the road, basically, we'll double check. But
okay.
There may have to be some alterations made there.
I wondered that same thing when I went out to video this.
I was hoping you would catch that.
That is that's underground telephone communication.
Oh, somebody knocked it. Okay.
Yeah.
I don't think 3's got a water line right through there.
Don't think.
There's lots of utilities in that area.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, any more questions for the applicant?
Thank you very much.
Can I make an additional comment?
Yes.
And
I know he's talking about 3 bends at this point, but what if he grows?
And what's that going to do to the view down that hill? You know, my parents bought that property and all that land down in front of it and the view of the woods across it, and then the view of the highway going by. If we've got dump trucks coming in there, making the noise that they'll make, and tractors loading that stuff, what's that going to do to the serenity of a residential neighborhood?
Okay. Moving right along. Old and new business.
And this one will be scored next Monday night, March 18th.
Thank you very
much. Thank you. Can you figure out that score sheet?
Oh, wow.
Has there ever been a good score?
Yeah, it should. Yeah.
You could have left that.
Hey.
I'm on just like another good bend.
I've been complaining about stuff missing. Seats are always messed with.
Every time we come in after commission, meets the desk proofing.
Okay. Old and new business is 10. What's up with that?
We normally... we didn't have anything specific at the time we put together the agenda, but normally we bring up an item or two under old new business, so we try to leave it somewhat open. I guess the main thing I was going to report is that we did meet with the County Commission today, and we had a discussion of the nightly rental amendments. There were a few items... predominantly, and the staff had somewhat of a concern about this when it was first written. We're really investigating on the tax side of things with the collector's office. The way it's written was based on a conversation with the collector's office, in which the collector's office has indicated that they only require a merchant's license if somebody has 2 or more nightly rentals. And we're going to dig into that a little deeper, see, you know, what the reasoning is for that. And we're also, I'm also going to touch base with the county attorney on a few of these things but we have really discussed it at length, I think, at this point, and there were just a few things that we wanted to kind of go back and do a little further research on, I guess, at this point.
And what is this?
And Randy has snuck out on me. That is an item. Okay. That is an item that Randy.
That was my next question, too, Randy.
We had a conversation today, and I was going to kind of let, actually I'll let Randy broach here, this since he's back.
$30. You left at a bad time.
Yeah, we were just going to talk about that. I didn't know if...
Can you bring that up on the screen? Or, well, we got copies. We'll
yeah, I just ended up giving everybody basically a copy.
I'm familiar with it.
I can put the road and bridge standards on here really quick. You know, that page, if you want, or...
I think you made a copy.
Yeah, everybody's got a copy of it, I think.
Basically, this in a nutshell, we have a subdivision that they're wanting planning and zoning to sign off an additional, I believe, 6 lots.
Yeah.
Correct? And so a question come up the road, per se. We went out there and reviewed the road. The road doesn't entirely meet the specifications within the road standards. So the question come up, when was this approved? But it was approved, you probably fill in the date.
Yeah, the original Division 3 permit was approved in 2003. And it was for a 38-lot subdivision. And they've basically platted 10 lots up to this point. And, and like Randy said, they're now seeking approval of another 6. And basically we met with the county commission because there was some debate as to the road standards were adopted in 2009. And it just has the statement that just says all roads and subdivision approved by the Taney County Planning Commission after the adoption of the design standards shall be constructed in accordance with these standards. But it didn't really specify if that was the original Division 3 approval or if that was the plat approval. And basically the county commission felt that that was plat approval since they're seeking an additional approval from the department at this point.
They should be able to meet the road standards.
I don't know. Have they met the conditions that they were given a permit for before, and if there was not a time limit given on further development on the thing, wouldn't that leave them open as long as they had already met the conditions laid out to them at that point in time? And I understand where you're coming from, but the best I remember, I was on here when that was done, and there was some controversy too. There were some people that were friends of mine that were violently against the development of it. But if they have met the conditions up to this time, wouldn't you kind of be a changing the rules of the ball game at halftime?
Well, the way I look at it, I mean, they got approval, basically a concept to you guys for a subdivision, but then it lays there for a number of years, nothing happens. Now they go in, they're going to do a plat, they want the plat recorder signed off on. They should be able to meet the standards in place at this point in time, and these are the standards.
That's true.
And they're not hard standards to meet. The end result is better for everybody concerned.
That there's going to be, you're going to, and this is something that we need to get right.
Right.
But,
and that's
because at along about a period of time there, there was a whole lot of these developers kind of pulled in their horns and decided, hey, you know, I can't sell this. I'm not going to build this house, or I'm not going to develop these lots. And we've already given out this permission on a lot of these subdivisions. I can name you a dozen of them just off the top of my head, and I can't remember anything. But and I'm just wondering that, you know, I'm just trying to think we want to get it right. But
right,
I don't think this will be the last one we'll see.
And the other reason I bring this up or you bring forth when we brought to the commission is we reviewed several roads today, similar situations. You got subdivisions that are basically the roads are incomplete.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
They're already done, signed off. There's nothing. I mean, the people are sitting there with an incomplete road.
It would be my suggestion, and this is only a suggestion from a layman, but I would say that our commissioners need to get a professional opinion on this before they open this can of worms. That's just one person's opinion. I'm not speaking for anybody else in the room.
Randy, how did this come to our attention? I mean, did somebody call or?
Well, we have one that right now is seeking to get signed off on his plat so he can record it.
Yeah.
And basically, when we're when you go out there, the road, I mean, part of it meets requirements, but there's parts of it that doesn't.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to see on this, and as small as these lots are, like 40 feet wide, are these set up for mobile homes or?
The lots are less than 2 acre lots, so there's requirements in there that the road does require surfacing. He has done that. The problem is, it's not the requirements on the surfacing that he's met.
Yeah, they're 0.4 acres, most of them.
The just to bring this up too, I've got the original decision of record. And the original, just on this specific one, it doesn't really broach the road standards at all. But I mean, in any way, there's not really a condition that speaks to a requirement on the roads from
at
where
that time what, there wasn't
what,
one, considered.
Yeah, one way or the other.
That's kind of important. Best I remember, the developer came in. They said they told the commission that they were going to build so wide a road and so much right away, and it met the standards of the time, and they built it. But I don't know.
Standards were adopted over four years ago. I mean,
mm-hmm, I know.
It's quite a period of time.
This was in 03, you say. That's 10 years ago.
I understand. That was in the So question comes, how long can it lay there before they do anything? And then, I mean, it lays there 50
how
years, they bring it up.
How long can land be agricultural?
Do what?
How long can land be agricultural?
Agriculture doesn't apply in this, though.
Yeah.
Because you're not subdividing agriculture. You're not building roads
like
in agriculture.
I said,
that's exempt.
Does that mean that you can plat out a subdivision and you don't build it all and then it goes away? I guess that's my point. You think that you've got something, you've paid to have the surveying done, you've paid to have it platted, you've had your corner pins marked and everything like that, and the economy goes bad. And I don't know, I'm asking now.
Right, right.
Well, and that's the thing that gets kind of interesting, too, is at one point the regulations were changed where a Division 3 permit doesn't expire. But under our new subdivision regs, if we have one approved under the new subdivision regs, it's got a parameter where they just have 2 years to plat it. But we didn't adopt it retroactively, so it doesn't. so that's kind of.
I mean, everybody hates the term grandfathered or the phrase grandfathered, but it's out there and you have to deal with it. I mean, I can name you one that only had a 20-foot right-of-way into a piece of ground. There was a nice piece of ground and a big piece of ground. And when they bought the property, they bought the right-of-way with it. And can you penalize somebody for something that somebody did way back when, you know? And I guess that brings it back to my point. Can we penalize these people for what was done legally in 2003?
And how would we enforce this?
You can't. You really can't.
Yeah, you go out there and tell them, you got to have 6 inches of base and blah, blah, blah. Yeah.
We get in here and we beat our heads against the wall and work at this and do all this, and enforcement is virtually nil. And I shouldn't say that because I got fired off this commission for some time.
Well, the problem comes down to, and then the people buy the properties, they build a home on there or whatever, and if all the properties get developed or at some point in time nobody's maintaining the roads, they'll petition for the commission. We'll go out and review it, and we're reviewing it, and I'm estimating cost to bring it to this standard because that is our current standard.
That's your job.
And that's our job, but then the people are the ones, then the commission has to make the decision as far as the cost to complete something that I feel should be built to a certain standard in the first place.
Well,
at what point do you make that?
I don't know where that
jump
is
the question. I mean,
after we're long gone, it's going to be a problem.
Well, and I do think one thing that, of course, when you're when they're seeking approval for the plat,
I thought they already had the plat approved previously on this.
No, that's what's coming into question.
See
they've wanting to get the plat approved. He's not built the roads yet, except for a section. He's wanting to get approval. And then going to build more, so he knows.
How did they build the nine? What? How did I know some of the people that live in the houses? How did they get to? They had to have approval of certain lots in there, certainly.
Yeah. Well, what happened on this? Of course, and you know, I mean, I know you're familiar with this one. It was approved in I had told you 2003, but I've it's actually 2005. In 2005, the Division 3 permit was approved for a total of 37 lots. And then with that approval, they then came in with a final plat in 2009 and platted a total of 6 lots. And then they came back in 2011.
Okay, it wasn't ever signed off on the full 39 lots.
No.
Okay, well, that makes a difference.
Yeah, they're just platting these a few lots at a time in phases. So they're up now to phase 3, and they're bringing in 6 additional lots.
Well, I mean, that would go back to how it was approved and whether there was time limits on it or not. You'd have to do a little more scope on that, I suppose. Mm-hmm.
I don't know what's legal, but I feel the roads are to be built specifications now.
If they build new roads, they should, yes.
Since they're building.
Well, I'm not arguing that point at all. Except if it was already platted and signed off on then you shouldn't be able to change it.
No, I'll agree with you there. But it's not been platted. He's doing it a little at a time, so. Being as they decide to do that,
as they're
platting a little at a time and signing off before we sign off, they should have the roads completed, the infrastructure.
I thought the 37 lots, it was my understanding.
No.
I thought the whole 37 lots had been platted and surveyed and pinned and the whole.
No.
No, they. They basically had.
Well, you got a handle on it then.
They basically had the concept approved for the 37, and then they're platting. Just little pieces of it at a time, or little phases of it, and we've got a lot of them out there like this.
And I can understand them doing
that.
I mean,
that the pins have already been driven, and every lot is secured.
No. Now he is building what was initially approved. I mean, he is following that guideline according to Bob.
Yeah,
I mean, that's fine. I mean, if he changes from that, then it has to come back before
board
because he can't do that.
But
it. To me, I feel we should follow these guidelines because that's what's in place to date.
Well, if he hadn't made a plat of the thing,
that's
what
we're getting.
If he hadn't made a plat of the thing and already got it signed off on, then yes, he has
to meet
today's standards.
That's what we're asking for sign off on, and
that's
the reason we're
wanting
to make sure we're not overstepping our bounds.
And like I said, there's going to be more of these, and we'll probably have
right.
to examine each
right.
one individually to see what stage they're,
Yeah, because like you said, there are a lot of these out there. I mean, there's a lot of these.
There's a lot of them out there.
Where they've received the initial approval, the Division 3 approval for the land use.
You think like in Emory Creek, they've built roads in there and stuff like that, and there's been
in portions.
What, 40 or 50 houses built in there, and there's thousands approved.
Right.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. There's kind of the same thing. There's portions that are platted. Little,
well, there's one paragraph that
yeah. never was platted in Emory Creek, but it was proposed and approved, but it never was platted. So the ranger was going to build smaller houses on smaller lots in there.
They don't be cussing in here.
I
have no animosity.
That out there where they run up to the old house on the other ridge?
You what?
Where they run all the lines and stuff up to the old house on the other ridge? Emery Creek, you're talking
about. I'm talking about on the south where it comes out on Victor Church Road there. And there's a separate owner from that, from the bank that owns the rest of it, and they've got it gated off now and blocked off.
That one road to the right, went off over the hill and bucked up to the old house. That's what I was talking about. Mm-hmm.
Well, what exactly action are we supposed to take with this?
Wasn't any action for you to take. We're just bringing this.
It's just old business.
It's old business. I mean, we've got a set of road standards, and we're just wanting to make sure we're right in our decision rather than he decides something or I decide something, and we ask opinion of the commission, and they give us their opinion, basically, how they determine this.
If it has not been platted and recorded and signed off on, then they have to follow today's standards.
And that's clearly stated in this Section 11, Paragraph 1.
Okay.
So that's...
I thought it had been platted and signed off on.
That's that portion. And I guess it's a little bit confusing to some people. Now that we're all on the same page, we can give them better clarification, because that's some of the confusion that even the developers will bring up questions like that.
Do I? You argued with each other for no reason.
We're not arguing, we're discussing points here now.
I mean,
Randy, is this where it says Oak Brook Estates, is that a road or is that the name? That's the name of the subdivision?
That's the name of the subdivision.
So they own all the way from 176 Reserve Private Road.
There was an easement in there originally, Rick, when that other property was sold off, and there was a 40-acre plot back there. That was owned by the Gilmore family, actually, at one time. And so when the other property, they owned both properties, and they left an easement going back to this 40 acres. And somebody bought the 40 acres with the easement into it and then went to develop them.
Now, is that the road we're in question with here, the one that starts off at 176?
I think Randy's more in tune with the roads in the subdivision.
Yeah, that's all. I don't care about any of them other roads. I mean, that's not questionable. What's questionable is what's being built and to what standard and how they're being built.
Yeah, I feel like it ought to be brought up to today's standards since they're redone.
It probably wasn't even up to the old 05 standards, really.
Yeah.
Oh, they're actually not doing a bad job building. I mean, just a few, couple of things that would help it, and then he'd be fine.
It's still a little bit dark on what we need to do about this thing.
We don't need to do anything about it. I don't guess. We just came forth for an opinion and to discuss it so we get it out in the open.
My opinion is that it should go with your regulations.
It was just a discussion item. There's no motion or anything that you need to decide or anything, because you're not changing any. We already got the policies. It just
gives us something to do so we can earn all our money while we're
still. You needed something under old business to discuss, so there you go.
Thanks, Bob.
Haven't discussed that. Anything else, Bob, on the agenda?
I don't have anything else, unless there's anybody else.
Do we have a man on the board?
Who?
Well, if you said there was.
That's the commissioner, new commissioner.
Well, he must not be on my part of the county, then.
No.
I don't even know him.
Well, this is Brandon Lynn.
I was going to say, I probably should have made introductions.
I should have been a better boy, shouldn't I?
Okay.
Now what you see is what you get.
That's all that matters.
No further business appearing. I'll entertain the motion to adjourn.
I'll make it.
Second.
Meeting adjourned.